Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Keela Cad-Kalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I am playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
We're sponsored by D&D Beyond, check them out with the link in the episode description, and also check out our brand new sponsor, Displate. Displate offer durable steel, high quality canvases with a huge choice of artwork from a wide selection of artists. The High Rollers also have a collection on their website that you can view using bit.ly/highrollersdisplate. It took a super long time for us to pick our selection. There's hundreds of fantastic options, so check out our picks and get yourself a high quality metal print. Anyway, let's jump into the episode. The party are clearly overwhelmed by the new information, so they're heading off to find an adult in the form of the Field Warden of Cayley's Rest.
Hello, welcome back. They're doing some weird slow down Yoshi noise.
Bring heart.
I know what they're doing. Welcome back to High Rollers. The party.
Do you ever know what we're doing,
no,
Mark?
No, I don't. The party have just had some very quite intense conversations with gods, with mortals, making plans for the future. And now the party makes their way through the city of Cayley's Rest. Early morning, sun is just beginning to crest over the hills, bathing everything in a golden orangey light. As you make your way through the Queen's Plaza towards the main main guild buildings, or the main sort of administration buildings of the city itself, you arrive and there are harvest guards who recognize you, wave you through. You see there is a large room full of busy clerks at writing desks, copying up things like reports and accounts and notes and that sort of thing. When you approach Malika's office, you hear a conversation taking place already. I understand, Mason, but I can't just take... I can't do anything based on dreams. Well, it's clear that something else is happening, but we need more than this. What if the others are in danger? We can't risk them. And then
dreams,
as you end,
dreams,
you get
dreams.
Like a... Come in.
Dreams?
So you poke it in.
Dreams?
Sat on her desk, so with sat on her desk, a pair of tight kind of riding trousers, legs kind of folded over each other, loose blouse. You see Malika Dawnbless, this kind of radiant silver haired, kind of tan skin. She looks tired and stressed, speaking with an elderly Earth Ganassi. So he has a human frame and humanoid features, very, very dark colored skin, very well-weathered tan lines, but there are parts of his skin where rock and earth is almost like breaking through his skin itself, and occasionally it crumbles off and it kind of regrows a little bit. And you can see his eyes are the colours of opals. They're actually just pure white, but they're like the colours of opals, like they're stones themselves. And he's wearing loose robes, emblazoned upon which is an anvil with a half wreath of flowers over it, which is the symbol of Valena, the goddess of the Forge Mistress, she's called. You see him, and he's just... you knock and enter, and you say, dreams.
Right. Let me redo that.
Okay,
start. I don't just... Dreams?
Please,
I mean,
please do.
Sounded like
it's
that's
so
what you did.
Quill.
Malika, is now a good time?
She, like, gestures. She's just like, ah, yes, my new allies and bringers of bad news, please come in, yes. Have you met, I believe you have met Caretaker Mason. These are the individuals, as you know them. He kind of looks around, he's like,
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Do you wish me to stick around, Malika? I can come back later if you need me to.
And she's just like, no, let's hear what they have to say. We need to discuss your dreams and figure things out.
Yeah, actually, Mason, it's probably good you do stay for a bit. What dreams have you been having?
Well, last night, I had a strange dream, which in my experience with Velena can sometimes be the result of some sort of vision or prophecy. I saw Kaylee's rest bathed in flames.
There were creatures
of shadow and ash. A doorway.
On fire.
And light with a woman wrapped in chains.
Oh yes, woman wrapped in chains.
I literally am.
We tried to get that out of you.
You saw it too.
I did.
You were a priest?
I had a, let's say it, a fortnightly meeting with Hesper.
He seems confused. Then you're a priest, surely. He's the things he's thinking.
But you saw the same thing.
I saw the same thing. But Hesper couldn't see it at all.
Malika, clearly this is evidence that something bigger is going on here.
She's like, yes, I gathered that, Mason, thank you. Both shared the stream. Obviously, there is something happening here.
Oh, we know about that.
The cleanse.
The purge.
The cleanse.
The cleansing purge. Sorry, I know you say that we always bring us bad news. Maybe one day I'll bring you some good news. Like,
if we said it in a happy way, would that help?
Details. Let's begin with details. You can't just say the word purge and cleanse and leave it at that.
We really don't have that much more.
I would like whatever else you have. Who, what, when, how did you come by this information?
Quill, I'm going to leave this one to you because I'm going to mess it up again.
And I'm doing great so far.
You know what? The Arakuraka is often quite clever with his wordings. Why don't the two of you tell me? Sentry, Lucius.
The two that got into the crypt.
Yeah.
Yes, the two clever, stealthy people.
Yes.
You got into the crypt? What are you talking about?
Not crypt.
Mausoleum.
Yes. Not important.
Not important.
Yes. Yeah, we shouldn't do that. That's bad. Sentry.
So we encountered an incident with one of the Ashbringers. He informed us of a plan to purge Kaylee's rest in fire of some sort.
But you have no further details?
He said that Abatess has put a plan in motion and has been working on it for several days now, and she has lots of really powerful people trained.
And it would be especially bad for any foreigners.
And that's why she
and that's all of us.
All and of the priests.
How did you come by this information? So you had an encounter with one of these Ashbringers. How?
He was going to do a bad. He was gonna burn down a shop, and we stopped him. And interrogated him.
Yes, absolutely.
Now there's elements of truth, and then there's a vague bit of lie. I mean, it's not entirely a lie. It's just you've omitted a lot. So I think that let's have a deception check from Sentry.
I mean, it's not a lie. You've just omitted a shit ton of information.
And it's more the trying to gloss that over, like. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, it's 13.
13, okay. Technically, we use a passive insight, which would be... Okay, 13. She's like, all right. So you stopped him burning down a shop, you say. All right. So you've caught this Ashbringer, and he, what, just told you about these plans? Where is he now?
We bargained with him.
Bargained with?
And that if he tells us...
His own life...
Because he almost lost it.
He almost lost his life.
Yeah. How did he almost lose his life?
Necromancy.
What do you mean? She's just like, you can see she's close to snapping. She's like, what necromancy?
He had powers of his own that he had no control over.
He was a necromancer not in control of his own powers. Deception check.
Nova's just frantically looking around the room, just like...
17 plus. 19.
He was the necromancer, Quill?
Arm is like condensating. Like.
So he was some sort of mage who didn't have control of his necromantic powers, and you saved his life, or you bargained his life.
We could have killed him, and we didn't.
Right, but where is he now?
Away.
He got away.
He got away. There is this. He got away? What do you mean, he got away?
He gave us a lot of information about the Abatess.
Yes. Wait, it sounds like he didn't. He's given you very vague, cryptic information about the Abatess, but continue.
Not that vague and cryptic, but...
Well, then what is this purge? What is the Abatess up to?
She wants to retake the place and make it back what it
sounds
was.
Cryptic to me!
I mean, maybe he was just a
we
low
should
level...
Varin. Varin's the one that took him away, right?
Varin? Who is Varin?
Jayla.
One of the acolytes in the Temple of Kalara.
Because we were under their temple.
You were under the Temple of Kalara.
Yeah. Got lost.
At this point.
You guys are in right? The ritual.
Ritual.
It's going to sit on the floor.
What ritual?
Okay, so.
Lucius! Why don't you tell me what's going on?
Go ahead, Lucius.
Yeah, Lucius. Yeah.
So me and Sentry snuck into the mausoleum to find Breeze because we wanted to extend Tracker's life.
I am aware who Tracker is. Who is Breeze?
Breeze's a guardian.
Right, okay. So you snuck in to a place that you're not meant to be. You broke into...
Yes, it was very naughty.
Carry on.
But it was for good reason because Tracker was dying and that's really bad.
Carry on.
And... It turns out Breeze is a baddie because he performs necromancy and he caught the Ashbringer and wanted to suck out all of his life energy and spells in order to put it into Tracker to extend his life.
You
human it. Sacrifice!
Right, and so what happened?
We made the decision that he isn't allowed to do that, so we stopped him.
Okay.
And in return, the Ashbringer felt guilty for his... You know, hatred for all races other than the ones that are in Savona. Mm-hmm. And he gave us some information that you should leave town because the Abatess has got a big cleanse slash purge going on. And she's...
And then...
And
what
then,
happened to him?
Because we are good people. Sentry in particular saved life. We all decided that it would be a waste... For Tracker to die, to save this man's life, for him to just go back to the Abatess and do this cleansing. He had a change of heart.
Where is he now?
This is somewhere else. He went away. To lead a good new life.
She stands up off the desk.
Oh, we're
she turns,
trouble.
She walks behind it.
We're grounded.
Takes this angelic, beautiful greatsword. Takes it off the wall. Excuse me a moment. Just starts like destroying her chair and desk. Oh. And these angelic wings just erupt from her back. These golden wings of luminous light. Light begins blazing out of her eyes. A halo of golden fire erupts around her head. Ah! She just slashes and slices away until her desk is in ruins. Mason just kind of holds his arms and he's holding like the rest of you behind him. He's kind of like doing this in front of you all. And then she just stops. Puts the greatsword back on the wall. The wings disappear. Now that I've calmed down a little, you should not have done that. You should have brought him to me. He would have been properly questioned and imprisoned. I understand what you were trying to do. But that is not how things should be done. We will need to discuss this after we have dealt with this plan that the Abatess has.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need us to leave town before it goes on fire? Because we're terrible?
No. No, I need you to stay here and help me deal with this matter. And seeing as you've let away my best lead into what was going on, I think that is the least you can do.
He said that what information he gave us is all he knew.
Quillick, I do not believe you are so naive as to believe that he is not capable of lying. There are ways of making somebody speak.
Brookstone!
We didn't check!
He seemed very upset, though.
Be that as it may, he still should have been brought in for questioning. Also, what happened to this Breeze, this necromancer? What happened to him?
He got away.
He turned to mist.
He escaped by turning into mist.
We didn't let that one away.
We didn't let him.
No, right. he ran
She away. Moves up to the door. Dwellin, can you just make a note that I have a necromantic guardian to deal with as well, please? It's just like, you what? You heard me. Closes the door. Sorry, I just need to add that to my increasing pile of things to do. But anyway.
Are we on that list?
You might soon be.
Okay.
I think our lists are quite similar at this point, though.
In fairness, we said we needed a responsible adult, so we came straight to you.
Oh, well, I'm relieved. Now, obviously, Caretaker Mason and Quillick have had this vision, and whilst that, with just a one instance of a vision, I was willing to... I can't commit resources to it. The evidence of both of you and this information you have learnt from this escaped Ashbringer. Obviously, there is something. Unfortunately, this morning, I received a message from the Abbotess that... I've got to find my notes on what it's exactly called.
I mean, you scattered all of your notes across the floor when you smashed the desk, so take your time.
Thank you.
Do you want some help?
The Abbotess has invoked the Dusk Mourning. This is a period of time following the death of a leader within the Church of Palador that they enter a three-day period of mourning where, due to ancient rites, the Abbey is no longer considered part of Suvonan territory. It is almost independently owned by the Church of Palador. I cannot send troops marching into it without possibly invoking the wrath of the Church in Goldthrone and other organizations.
Very convenient.
Wow.
So she just...
Convenient.
...declared her own republic.
For a three-day period. It is temporary. And as she is the abbotess now, that the previous abbot has passed on, that is her right. That doesn't mean I'm going to let it sit. Whilst I cannot send any official forces, I can hire a group of plucky mercenaries to go and investigate it for me.
Plucky, responsible mercenaries.
We're not plucky.
Who have you got in mind?
You are very plucky.
We're not plucky. Promise.
And we say...
Go-getters.
Idiots.
Yes.
No, I don't think we're suitable for the job.
Pawns.
Well, you're my best chance, so too bad. You are, of course, welcome to turn it down, and I will try and find others to go in my place. But if I send anybody from the Harvest Guard, this is going to cause problems.
And what is the plan?
I need somebody to go in. Now, I've received other messages from Rescuer Jasnah and Star Mourner Alanis, the heads of the Temple of Kelara and the Temple of Siaska. They were escorted to the Abbey the night that the Temple of Hesper was attacked. And they have written to me to tell me that they are in good health, that they are there willingly, that they are there to conduct these peace talks with the abbotess, who has provided me with untold witnesses from her own church, as well as the mayor and several other people I believe to be in her pocket, that this is all above, all fine, that they are simply discussing the future of Cayley's Rest and Savona. Well, I don't believe it for a second. These kind of papers can be forged. These sorts of things can easily be forged, but... It does mean that my hands are somewhat tied. I need proof that the Star Mourner or the Rest Keeper are being kept there against their will. I need proof that they are up to something.
I just wonder if we're the best people to go in.
I was going to say that.
Because we had a conversation with the Abbotess. Well, she came up to us and she kind of...
hates us.
What did she say after...
She wanted us to be tracked to find out where we're staying and...
She's keeping an eye on us, let's just say that.
You do not have any ways of disguising yourselves or being clandestine in any way?
We have a Nightfrost and an Echo.
Sentry's quite loud.
Echo's not.
Echo's invisible.
I do not have anybody else I can ask. I understand if you wish to turn it down, if you worry that there is danger to yourselves.
Thinking more of jeopardizing the mission.
Well, I am not expecting you to go in there asking for tea and cakes.
Oh.
I'm expecting something more of an infiltration.
What's the legal ground here if we're sort of maybe discovered a little bit?
not good. But whilst the Abbotess's Rite of Dusk Mourning prevents me from being too involved in what happens on its grounds, it also means that you would not necessarily be under the jurisdiction of Sivonan law either. You would only have to answer to the Church of Palador, of which, if there is evidence that the Amethyst is up to something that the Church frowns upon, I'm sure that they would not be willing to take any actions against you. It creates a window for both of us. I cannot go in there, but at the same time, if you enter, then you are not doing anything illegal by the lands of Sivona.
That we're a bunch of foreigners in a temple during a time of their mourning.
That will... Well, foreigners would normally not be a problem. The Temple of Palador doesn't have anything against them normally. It is these zealots that do. I am not saying I am expecting that if you are caught, you should be prepared to defend yourselves and be willing to take risks. But it is a rescue mission. All I need you to do is go in there, find Star Mourner Alanis, find Rescue Pajasna, and get them out.
Is there an easy way in? Is that up to us to find out?
I'm afraid so. As far as I'm aware, the abbey itself is walled. The walls are approximately 15, 20 feet high. The portcullis has been shut. I'm not aware of any other entrances in or out. They are somewhat self-sustained. They have their own vegetable plots. They have water access.
We already found one secret entrance. Do you have any supplies that could maybe help us, like potions or anything?
I can secure something. Yes, I can provide that. I will obviously also pay you. This will need to be under the table, of course.
The table you just smashed?
The very same.
Okay.
I can, if you wish, I can, rather than giving you hard gold, I can provide you with potions. We can make sure that the city reimburses Rosemeadow.
That might be useful.
Yes.
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 Saves us the trouble.
Would we say, I'm thinking this does provide somewhat considerable danger, and of course, if you are caught and the Church of Palador is involved, I will do my best to make cases for you to indicate that this is, you were doing this on behalf of the people of Sivona. I have approximately about 1,200 gold, which is in my bursary to pay out.
I mean, that would be great. Not really doing it for the gold.
I know. But it is... I cannot accomplish this myself.
Keeping us alive with potions, definitely.
Well, subtract that from the final amount, but it won't come to the full amount. I don't believe there are enough supplies in the city itself.
Any flame-resisty potions?
I can ask Rosemary. She is quite capable.
Are there any other alchemist shops in...
Alchemy specifically, no. There is a Dale Geld company, but I believe the proprietor is mainly focused on weapons and armor.
Okay.
Oh, to help your investigation with the Ashbringer, his father used to own an alchemy shop, and it all burnt.
I'll look into it.
And he was very angry.
Do you have a name for him?
Ashbringer.
Wilden Baker.
Wilden Baker.
Wilden Baker. I know the Baker name, yes. It was a few years ago now, 10, 15 years ago. I remember an incident. The young boy had his magic came out of control, burnt a large portion of the shop. The shop didn't burn down as such. Large portions of it were burned. Many of their supplies, they never recovered financially.
Apparently he asked Rosemeadow for help. And she said she couldn't. And that's sort of why he maybe hated centaurs and foreigners coming into the city and setting up businesses. He sort of blames her for his father losing the business.
You will find that many of these Sivonians carry similar things. As a foreigner myself, I have been subjected to many such things. Claims that Azamar mercenaries have taken over their roles, replaced the services of mercenaries or fighters from around the area. It's always the same story, Nova. It's unfortunately just a way of the world in that many Sivonans aren't willing to change. They wish everything to remain the same. And the world is changing. Ever since the Sundering, things have changed. My people travel around and we fill the needs that we find. Your people provide magical support, research. You don't see the Sky Elves turning us away. Sadly, this is a problem where... This is a people problem. It's not an excuse for poor behavior. Certainly not in my mind, anyway. But that is beside the point.
I think
I can have military forces on standby, should you uncover anything. But I'm afraid I can't risk sending them in. It would just, if this is all unfounded, if this is all petty gains, nothing of that is worth a major response, I could get myself and the Harvest Guard in considerable trouble with the churches. Not just the Church of Palador, the other churches, they'd want to respect this dusk morning as well. It's an ancient tradition.
I think if we could just have some help with potions, perhaps, and stuff to make us, you know, resistant to the burning, maybe we feel a bit more
yes,
confident.
Yes, I can certainly try and supply those if you're willing to take a smaller cut in the amount of pay.
If we're alive.
Very well. Very well. Well, it will take me a few hours to gather those supplies. Where should I send them?
Good question. Yeah. We should probably move if, you know, they were trying to find out where we were staying and stuff.
Send it to Arvel and Valor in the...
Do we get them involved?
All they're doing is getting potions delivered to them.
But then they see a connection between us and Valor and Arvel.
Oh, good point.
Because we're being watched.
Send it to the mausoleum, we'll sneak in again.
No, send it to... send it to... I've totally forgotten the centaur's name.
Rosemeadow.
Well, I mean, she'll be making them.
We could just pick them up.
We could pick them up from Rosemeadow.
Yeah. Right, very well. I will arrange for that to happen. You'll need to give her a few hours to make the preparations. I may have to buy out some of her stock and supplies for this, but I believe it to be worth it. Mason, do you have anything to add?
These Ashbringers, they came to my temple the same night that they burned down Hesper. I could tell that something was wrong, and I felt that something was up. They didn't expect me to have as many people as I did. We were hosting a small little gathering for some of the artisans. They've just finished their apprenticeships. They're having a small little gathering, a few drinks, a little get-together. They weren't expecting as many of us as there were. About four or five of them turned up, young men and women, full of anger, hatred. But I think they were put off. I simply said no. They tried to convince me to come. Told him no, get out. And he did. I suspect if I'd been on my own, or if it hadn't been as many of us as there were, they would have tried dragging me out, kicking and screaming like they did the poor Dean. So, whatever they're up to, they wanted all of the faith leaders. Now, I can't imagine why. I can't imagine anything, any political reason that they would gain for holding us hostage. I'm afraid I don't have much more, but it's something worth thinking about.
Maybe they're holding all the people that have visions with their gods. Maybe whoever's in control, the god is trying to get the attention of the other gods and holding them captive. Maybe it's above us.
Could be. I don't think this is Palador. I don't think it's connected to him.
Do you think it could be something to do with Starbane coming back?
The Remnant? I don't see why.
We've just been hearing in our travels and seeing things that Starbane, the Remnant, Sarkira, things like this are being mentioned more and more.
We've not had any problem with the Remnant here in a very long time. Decades, hundreds of years. I think the last time, 200 years ago, I think, they tried to attack Kaylee's Rest, but nothing since then. It's too big of a settlement, too many guards, and generally smaller in number. Possibly. I can't rule it out. All I can say is that I knew the abbot, the previous abbot of the abbey. I've known many Palador worshippers in my time. I'm an old Ganassi, I've been around a while. It's not his way. He does represent some things that I disagree with. But this cleansing, purging, that's not Palador.
No, Hesper said otherwise as well.
Wise God.
Do you...
A little flighty, but
very
wise.
Flighty. do you know what the Lady in Chains means, or who it is?
Not much of a fortune teller, more of a healer and a maker. I'm afraid I couldn't say.
Hmm.
Something to keep in mind, though. Whatever we saw it for a reason.
Not another god, then.
Could be. Not one I can think of. A door in the sky and a woman in chains? That's a very specific image.
Did she look shackled, or were the chains part of her fashion?
You would say she looked shackled, but she didn't seem to be distressed. She was laughing when you saw her. She was laughing maniacally.
Oh. Okay.
Because I've seen chains come in and out, you know. Smaller ones, though, not like big. Is this guy off thing, sorry?
What do you... What?
Chains are fashionable now and again. They're out right now.
I don't think the vision of the fiery doom of the end of Kelly's rest was fashion-related. Just a theory, though.
I wasn't being foretold of the upcoming trends, no. I don't think so, anyway. I could be.
Well, if he is, then you know now.
Chains are coming in.
Yeah. do you know of any gods that normally send messages?
Varies. I've heard tell of other priests and clerics that sometimes can... But normally it's requested. Normally it's you must perform rituals to ask questions. You receive a vision from your god. But I have heard of some who, when lacking guidance, are spoken to. I've never had the pleasure with Valena myself, but she tends to be a quiet goddess. But I've heard of a few. Siaska, sometimes the echoes of her voice can be heard.
Hmm. Okay. I was just wondering.
Not.
Okay, so what do we do now then?
That is up to you. Yes. It is obviously up to you how you want to progress, but I must stress that infiltrate the Abbey, locate the Restkeeper and Starmourner, the heads of Siaska's and Kalara's churches. Ascertain where they are safe, if they're being held there against their will, and if they are, get them out. Okay. After that, we'll decide on the next steps. But whilst they're holding them as hostages, it is a greater risk. If that is what is happening. And if you happen to discover whatever it is that the Abbotess is planning and you have a way of stopping it, please do.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if we find someone who is not in a good way and tells us all of the plans, and then we decide we'll let them go?
Try not to do that anymore.
Okay, then.
Just keep them secure somewhere and leave them for me.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
Sure.
That would be great. Well, I will go and send somebody to start dealing with these potion preparations. I cannot promise you how much we will be able to provide, but I will try and get what I can. All right?
Nice.
Take care. And she gestures to her door for you to leave.
Yeah.
And I guess you may leave now.
We do.
Okay, great.
I liked the sword, by the way. It was a cool sword.
Thank you. It is a gift from my celestial.
Oh, we should have kept that Ashbringer around. He could have helped us infiltrate.
He might not be gone yet.
That's true. He did say he was picking up supplies.
Where would the supplies be?
We could look for Chayla.
Hmm.
Surely it'll be at his home.
Yeah. We could at least get
still there.
If we find it, we could get intel on the abbot and where the entrances and exits are.
Mm-hmm.
And who's in there.
Yeah, so you want to try and track him down?
Yeah.
Okay, now none of you know where Wilden Baker's home is, so I guess you would start asking around.
Could we ask Malika?
Yeah.
She vaguely remembers it, but she couldn't probably tell you where it is. It would probably be in South Street. That's probably where she'd tell you to start looking, because that tends to be where most of the artisans and merchants that aren't making loads of money tend to be.
So she recommends you talk in South Street. In fact, actually, Mason's there. Mason would know, because he was an artist. Yeah, Mason can give you exactly where the house is.
Oh, okay.
Because Mason knows all the artisans, like, because Valena is all about craft as well. So he would keep in touch with all of the different people from there. So yeah, Mason's just like, yes, I know the Baker family. A tragic, tragic accident. They have a small home just a few streets away from the temple. Burnt mostly, but still intact.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, he just can give you the location for it easily enough.
You can try there. If not, she was supposed to be taking him out of town, so you could just hang around near the exits.
The many exits.
Well, I would say that you went straight to the Queen's Plaza. You spoke to Malika, but that conversation was like maybe like half an hour at best. So by the time you get down to South Street, which would take you no more than sort of an hour, it's likely that you might just catch them. Let's roll a dice.
Okay.
Let's roll a dice. And we'll say anything below a 15. So you make your way, winding through the streets of Caelid's Rest. The sun is rising, morning has begun. You can see there are merchants and artisans hard at work making their way through. And you catch Jayla and Wilden making their way back towards the Temple of Kalara.
Nice.
You can see he's got a hood, he's got like a traveler's cloak, the hood pulled up, small kind of like little satchel bag full of things. And Jayla is walking with him, sword sheathed, but kind of keeping an eye on him. Doesn't have a hand on him, but is walking alongside him. And you kind of bump into each other. And he's like, he looks up, he's like, looks curiously.
Hi.
Hey.
What?
You guys
change your mind or something?
We require your assistance with something.
All right. Sure. Hang on, he's... Hey, that's right, he was talking like this.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay.
So we've been tasked with infiltrating the Temple of Palador.
He's like, shh, keep your voice down, come on.
Okay.
And he gestures back towards like the burnt remains of his house.
You guys should be careful. Abbey's got people all over the place. It's not just, you know, people up there. It's regular folks. If they hear you talking like that, they're going to tell them.
Is there a lot of people in the town?
There's a fair few people that believe in what the abbess is saying. Yeah, sure.
Right.
Like I told you earlier, a lot of people have lost out.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not crazy like I used to be. But there's a lot of people that, if they hear something, it's no risk to their neck. They'll go and tell them.
Sure. So...
So what do you need help with? I'm not sure if I can be much use, but...
How do we get in if everything is closed off? The rite of... rite of dusk morning. Everything's closed off completely.
I know that the abbess... I guess it makes sense that she calls that in. Well, I mean, there's no... If you're asking me if there's, like, secret doors or stuff like that, none that I know of. We just come in and out through the main gate. The main gate, there's two towers, keeps the portcullis open and closed. But, yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I can, if you got a paper, I can sketch out a rough layout of the abbey, but.
I literally just flick open my notebook.
All right, sure, it'll take me a little bit of time. Give me a second. And he takes the parchment.
Hey, where do you got one?
So he kind of gives you, it's a rough layout of the abbey and its grounds.
Okay.
So, he points out the various buildings. He says, the walls, you know, circles the whole place. It's older than Caelid's Rest. The abbey was built here before the settlement was. It's built onto a small hill just next to the city. Two dormitories, a training hall, bell tower, and then the abbey itself. Abbey's mainly made up of the church. You got things like the chapter house, the monk's fodder, and kitchens, parlors, that sort of thing, a library. As far as I know, I mean, inside the abbey, it's pretty old, so there's probably maybe secret doors and stuff for the old abbots and monks to get around, but, I mean, I wasn't that big of a deal. I was mainly spending my time in the training hall and the dormitory. Sometimes I'd go to the library and the church for sermons, but that's about it.
Okay. And during the rite of dusk morning, everything's closed off, but how would you get into the place? Would you just go through the front door still?
Oh, any devoted follower of Palador is allowed in. But I don't think that that's going to work for you guys if you're looking like you are, you know what I mean?
What sort of check?
Well, there's guards.
Do they check each individual?
Basically, if you're not a member of the Abbey, if you're not a monk or a priest, you're not going to get let inside. I did notice that quite a few folks from the town are missing. I think they may have gone up there before the rite was invoked. They're staying up there, you know?
So everybody in the Abbot knows everybody?
Pretty much, yeah. Everybody lives up there, they eat together, sleep together, you know.
So you can't pretend to be.
Yeah, the disguise won't work.
I mean, maybe, if you try and pass it off. I mean, like I said, a bunch of townsfolk have obviously, I think, have gone up there. They came up into the Abbey before the Abbotess declared the dusk warning, right? So maybe not everybody knows everybody anymore. Like, most of the senior knights, senior paladins, senior monks, senior priests, they know each other. But maybe if you pass yourself off as just a lowly acolyte or something like that, you might be able to get past. Like I said, a lot of people have been going in and out of the Abbey recently.
We have to completely cover our faces.
I mean, the other way is if you can get over the walls, you know, it's dark. There are guards. The paladins mainly patrol, but there's less of them than everybody else, so maybe.
Okay. Any other plans?
If you are a spiritual leader who is perhaps staying at the Abbey at the invitation of the Abbotess, whereabouts in the Abbey do you think you might be staying?
I mean, like the ones that we were told to bring?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think that they were necessarily, like I said to you, they were invited, but the Abbotess kind of implied that no wasn't an option, so I don't imagine they're anywhere comfortable. I think that there's something beneath the Abbey, like old crypts or something, but I never went down there.
Crypts, are there...
Not crypts, but like, not like where I was when you guys were that creepy guardian, you know?
I see.
But like, tunnels or like rooms? I don't know, they were old. They're built before the Abbey.
And do they spread quite far?
I don't know, I've never been. Just hear talk, you know?
That could be something.
I don't know where they lead or...
I mean, even Mason might know about old tunnels underneath the town.
I feel like he would have brought that up.
True, but does he necessarily make the connection that they might lead to straight to the Abbey?
Maybe. It's probably worth pursuing.
That's all I can do. I mean,
do you have any spare Ashbringer clothes?
We don't. They just wear the normal Palador robes, you know. But everybody's got the brand, and he holds up his arm, and it shows this closed fist version, the alternative version of Palador's symbol. Most people, if you're part of the cult, then you bear the brand. It's part of the initiation.
Nerva, can you fake that brand onto us with quill and ink?
I could try.
I mean, it's a brand. It's like a scar. It's like somebody's.
Never mind.
It's
like a cattle brand.
Probably it would maybe pass at a glance, but it would look obvious if someone inspected it. I mean, that you can see it's burnt in his skin.
I don't really want.
You could probably use like a disguise kit, like with putty and makeup to make it look like a scar rather than a magical tattoo. But if you were just trying to create it with magic, it wouldn't have the 3D element. It would just be a flat illusion that your hand would pass through. So again, like Nova says, like if it was at a glance, it can pass for it. But as soon as somebody touches it, they would know it was fake.
Don't have disguise self.
No, and I imagine there's wanted posters all over the Abbey with our faces on it anyway.
Listen, that's all I can do. I'm sorry. Now I kind of want to get out of here, get away from this place. Too many bad memories.
There was a thinking face there.
Can I roll an insight check?
Sure.
No, 4. I just want to see that he's telling us, like, truth.
As far as you can tell, this guy seems to be feels a genuine guilt and genuinely wants to get away from this place. Like, he seems very eager to leave and put this behind him.
Okay.
Is there any magical forces protecting the Abbey?
Magical forces?
Like people stationed there that detects any sort of magic going in and out?
No, I don't think so. There's spellcasters. A lot of the priests have divine blessings. Like I said, there's a few people that have been showing magic that they never had before. Oh, there is one thing. There's a statue in the cloister of the main abbey. I mean, I've always heard rumors that it's enchanted. supposed to come alive and attack anybody who comes, you know, is defends the Abbey, you know? Is obviously, it? We've never seen that happen, so...
That was the first time for everything.
Yeah. We'll stay clear of that.
Well,
you can't miss it because it's got an enchantment. It looks like it's on fire. It's like a light source.
It's on fire too.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, but the flames don't hurt. They're just they're fake.
How big?
Oh, like 10 feet, 12 feet tall.
12.
Like feet. a big. It's a big statue of Palador.
A big statue of Palador. Mm. Comes to life. Can't match with anyone.
Potentially.
It's on fire too.
Fire, we just thought
it's pretty cool. Mm. Well, anyway, thank you. You've made a good start, at least, to your new life.
Sure. I mean, look, you guys want to go in there, be my guest, but I don't think it would go well for you.
Well, it's not going to go well for the town if we do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, he just doesn't say anything to that.
Now, apparently.
It's just like, all right, well, I'm going to get going.
Okay. Hey, if you ever make it to Vortensar, like, go try out my mom's cafe. Tell her I say hi.
Okay. I don't think I'm gonna go that far. Maybe just go somewhere else in Savona.
You never know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. He just nods. And then leaves.
Yeah.
Jayla kind of just gives you a nod and heads off with him. I'll escort him.
Cool. Good. So. I think basically that leaves us with either finding out about the tunnels or climbing over the walls. And from previous experience, climbing is not our strong point.
I mean, I can levitate over them.
True.
Nova, you can cast invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I ask you about the magic thing. What if you were just invisible and you found them and you did all the things?
What? You want me to go in on my own into an abbey full of the Bernie people and find two people who are probably in the crypts underneath where a statue is on fire and can come to life and set me on fire, and while you are all just sat in an inn listening to the firbolg?
Oh, that sounds nice.
We
did
need to go see him.
Mm. We could go see the firbolg while you're doing that. It would be very efficient. However, no, we'd bring Nightfrost. And then there'd be communication. And as soon as there's any problem, we'd spring into action. But I feel like the more people we put in there, the higher risk we have of being spotted.
I mean, how fast is this action going to be if I'm all the way in the crypt and they're about to set me on fire?
I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Do you know
I agree, Nova. It's a very good point.
I'm running this scenario in my head. Percentage-wise, 5% chance of succeeding.
That's pretty good.
You're invisible, though.
What if they have things that can see invisible people?
That's why I asked him. He didn't really know, did he? But how else would we get in? We'd hop the wall, and then there's five of us. It looked very foreign.
I was just going to suggest I unlock a door.
But then we walk in, and then there's five foreigners in an abbot in mourning. You see what I mean? You see the problem?
Already the sneaky
I think
type.
We should get some disguises.
I can do my best if you really want me to. Scares me.
She's crying. She doesn't want to do it. Let's go and get some disguises.
I think that might not be a good idea.
I don't want to be on my own.
Nova, Nova.
I'm not Nova. Good at fighting.
I feel bad asking you.
Oh, good God.
Maybe Quill should go.
I'm not going in there on my own. That's an awful idea. I can't even go invisible.
You've got Hesper on your side.
True. But in my dreams.
Yes.
That's not...
Dreams do come true, Quill.
But
I hope
no,
not.
No, I hope
not. Yeah, that's
no,
not...
No, wait, no. Yes, that's so, yeah.
Exactly. Very quick.
I like it. Not that one.
Is that a title? Dreams do come true.
If you really want me to, I'll do my best, but look at me! I'm a scholar, not a spy!
She's getting really high-pitched, so I think we need to ditch that plan.
Even if she goes invisible...
She might Yeah,
she'll peep when she gets seen.
I'll pass out.
She'll pass out.
We are a master of espionage now, since the mausoleum mission.
You did have to
Maybe I should do it.
You almost got arrested.
You got stuck on a fence.
We got in trouble.
Probably not.
I forget the details. It's been a very traumatic day.
Yeah.
Shall we go and get some disguises? Something to cover ourselves up a little bit?
I mean, we really have to cover ourselves up.
Yeah, we do.
Really have to cover ourselves
up. Yeah, we do.
I have to look like someone completely different.
Let's go to Rosalina. See if she's got any concoctions.
She's in a different time.
She's in a different time.
I think you mean Rose Meadow.
Yeah. Rose Meadow. Yes. Let's go to Rose Meadow, the centaur, and ask if she's got any person-shifting appearance concoctions.
Polyjuice potion.
Polyjuice potion. Exactly what we need right now.
I mean, we could try multiple angles of infiltration.
Or we could leave town.
We could just leave.
Yeah,
you're absolutely.
Goldthorn is calling.
Heavy guilt weighing us down.
If we leave, let's say theoretically we leave, and then we find out once we reach the next place, or if the next place is Goldthorn, we find out that Kaylee's Rest burnt to the ground. Hundreds of people dead.
Mm-hmm.
How would we feel about that?
Sentry, no.
Sentry's already crying.
You just hear this, no!
Well, now I feel bad.
Okay.
This is catching.
Sentry, easily the least stealthy of all of us.
100%.
No offense.
No, but, I totally agree.
Okay. What's your plan?
My plan?
Yes.
I don't know. The place is so heavily fortified. You said I'm not good at stealth. I'm not particularly adept at climbing. I'm noisy. I'm so noisy.
No, Frost.
Yes, Master.
If you were to say this statue was real and it could animate.
Yes.
Could you make it so?
What?
Could you hit it or something away from us and then distract it so that everybody goes to it while we go in?
I can try.
A big distraction might work.
So we want to awaken the statue.
Yes. I don't want to awaken the statue.
I don't want to awaken the statue. Hiding it's in plain fiery. Sight, we make a scene.
Oh, so Nightfrost goes in.
Causes a ruckus.
Causes a ruckus, and then we use the distraction to get in. That's actually...
It's pretty good.
Or they just go super alert and then guard every exit and entrance.
Not while a statue is going around destroying the place.
That's if the statue comes to life in the first place.
But...
Worst case scenario,
I mean, it's likely because bad stuff seems to keep happening. But it might not.
It's actually...
Or Nightfrost can go and find both of them. None of us need to go.
That's a really good point. I didn't think of the shadow just going in.
What's the range on Echo?
It's like a hard. Yeah, but Echo, we discovered this. Echo can only communicate in boop boops. And.
But Sentry can see through Echo's.
He's a bit clumsy though. No offense, I love Echo, but when he gets too far away from Sentry,
he gets very delicate.
Yeah, and he's been smashed up once.
I could.
Well, I mean, it'd be nice for us to be able to save the people, but at the very least, we can at least confirm that they're being held against their will.
Without us being in there.
But then she did ask for evidence, and I don't think visual evidence from a boop boop or a shadow weapon is a good idea.
We can at least scout ahead to know what our odds are. Mm. Use that as our first port of call. Send either Nightfrost or... Echo in, scope it out.
Well, we need to find where they are first anyway.
Yep.
Exactly.
So I guess Nightfrost and Echo.
Okay.
That sounds like a plan.
Sure.
After 45 minutes.
So are you going to, so with Echo, like, so Nightfrost can act independently. He can basically detach himself as a shadow creature, like a little heartless, and then he can go off and do his own thing. And then he'll just report back to Lucius on what he finds. You can't see through his eyes, but he can describe to you what he's seeing. Echo, it can act as its own creature, but the range on you being able to see through its eyes is only up to 100 feet, I think, or 120 feet. You would need to be, like, next to the walls. And even then, it's going to get to a certain distance and it's going to lose that range.
Yeah.
So
But what, we can't.
So, or is the idea that you send Echo in just on his own and then he comes back and via beep boops and boot boops, sorry, boops and boot boops, you question him? Like, what's the plan here is what I'm trying to get.
I feel like.
Literally that.
I feel like okay. Echo, is it worth Echo getting potentially hit again?
He could get smashed.
I feel like at least the shadow is a shadow. And he can say words, because, not just boop boops.
He also is a little bit mad.
I'm quite mad.
Yeah.
But he's aware
agreed,
of it,
but
and he's working on it.
The other guy
I must also point out, contrary to what Miss Ayla believes, in my shadow form I can still be injured. And if I sustain too much damage, I become inert. I would not be able to form again for some time.
And then you'll be trapped inside the Abbey.
My shadow should return to Master Lucius automatically, but I would become... you would not be able to communicate with me for some time.
Okay.
Interesting.
Some time being... Time for a turn, I imagine, is a little different.
I could not say.
Another sundering's time?
I don't believe so, but I could not tell you how long I will be. I will need to gather my energy back.
Let's assume the worst.
I cannot technically die without my full form being destroyed.
Can invisibility be cast upon you?
I do, I believe so. I am a creature in my shadow form. But when I remain stationary, I become a shadow. I'm very difficult to see.
Okay. Well, I but trust
he
you
he also
are.
Always tries his best.
It does.
He does. I have an alternate suggestion. What if we pulled our resources that we've made in Cady's Rest so far and used some of the Guardians?
To do what?
I mean, there's a big smasher one.
Versus an entire abbey.
We do.
But if we're asking for a distraction.
We do have some allies.
Alternatively, did they all have echoes? I know Tracker didn't, but...
Some of them do.
Some of them had echoes.
I think Chipper and Sweep had their echoes.
Scout is also a scout.
He's literally a scout. Yeah. I mean, maybe... Now is not the best of times to ask him about it, but...
Yeah.
Then again...
But would they want to get involved, given that they've spent their lives being sort of on the outside of society, and they've sort of made their way here, and then would they really want to put that at risk by being found inside an abbey?
I mean, they're less detectable than us. And if we send in three echoes... One of them's going to find the right thing.
This will all be found. High risk of them being spotted.
Yeah.
Big floating orbs.
Is there a way to track an echo back to a guardian?
They'll know it's a guardian.
Well, yeah.
Well,
there are not many guardians.
Who's the first people they're going to
rest.
Interrogate?
There is only...
Everyone we've spoken to seems to know exactly who we're talking about. What mention.
Yeah, guardians are rare enough that those guardians, everybody in Keely's Rest is aware of them. They're like, oh yeah, they're the guardians. Like... You know, having five guardians in your town is a pretty big deal.
I feel like we don't need to jeopardize those guardians anymore.
More lives.
They've already had. Let's send in a shadow. It's a shadow.
We can send in a shadow. I'm just saying, if we need a distraction, there's a big smashy guardian.
Okay.
Probably wants to.
So what are you going to do while you send Nightfrost in? Are you going to go find somewhere to rest? Or are you going to, what are you going to do?
I guess we'll have to stay nearby.
I think
you don't need to stay nearby. He can travel on his own.
I mean, if we need to go spring into action.
Like... Yeah, I mean, you could find like somewhere like in Cayley's Rest nearish the Abbey, if you wanted.
Yeah, okay. I think we.
Well, and
we
also, what time are you saying? Right now, it's the morning.
We should probably do this at night, shouldn't we?
We should probably check in on Arvel and Valor as well.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do those things quickly then. So you want to pick up the potions? You want to check in with Arvel and Valor?
Do we?
I think we were going
to
move.
And then are you going to wait till night to send Nightfrost in?
Do we want to do that subtly, though? Like, maybe send just one of us so that there's no chance that the Ashbringers follow us to them.
Yeah, I don't actually know where we could move them. I think we've exhausted most of the places we've gone.
I'm not talking about moving them. Like, I'm just talking about, like, if we go to them, then if Ashbringers are watching us, then they can see that we are talking to these two people who are clearly part of our...
But if just one of us goes, then that's Ashbringers watching just one of the party.
Out of curiosity,
can
I keep an eye out as we're walking around town for any of the guards that we saw around? Mm-hmm.
So you're actively watching for them. Make a perception check for me.
I'm passively doing it.
All this time.
Yeah.
if you are actively, the thing is there's a difference between like, I'm aware that we're being followed, so I'm kind of keeping my ear out for them, and then there's Ayla doing this.
No.
Yeah.
That was a five.
Five. You are like literally every now and often, you'll just like turn and look behind you.
I trust no one.
There's nothing there.
And do I pass
down the street? Nothing there.
I don't passively catch anything with 15. No, wait, I've got 20 still.
Depends. So it's sight-based, 15, mm-hmm. hearing-based, 20. Even when you're 15, even with your bad eye, you watch. And they keep a very far distance. Not enough to overhear conversation, but there is always... You kind of spot a couple of them. They're the same young boy or young girl, probably in their sort of like late teens. And then there's normally a couple of hooded figures or armored people nearby. And they're dressed to look like mercenaries, but you can see them kind of communicating with like slight hand signals.
Yeah.
They are absolutely following you. Not engaging, but just keeping an eye on where you are.
Cool.
Are they in earshot?
Quill, you're pretty certain that they can't overhear whispered conversation or like, you know, quiet conversation. If you're shouting, they'll probably hear it, but.
I'm guessing you're going to relay that to us.
Yeah, yeah.
So, number one, I don't think we should make contact with Arvel and Val except maybe by a letter or a note or something to them. And number two, how are we going to break into the Abbey when they seem to be following us?
I have a thought, and it's a dark thought.
Mm-hmm.
We get the jump on these mercenaries, and we leverage them to get inside.
How?
I haven't thought that far.
We could leave the city, go a little way out. They can't follow us that far. And if they do, then they'll be on their own. This is a dark thought. Actually, thinking about it, this is a bad idea.
I quite like it, actually.
No, if Ayla likes it, it's probably a bad move.
Maybe.
I think the best we can do is take their equipment and their looks and try and get in, but it's a long shot. Mm. We need to get away from these people watching us. But I could just send Nightfrost, and they won't even know.
True. Just send Nightfrost.
I'll just send Nightfrost.
Although, if that doesn't work, that's time wasted if we're waiting until the night to do it.
We can send him whenever. Yeah, he'd have a better chance at nightfall, but...
Do it at sundown. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to send Nightfrost at sundown. You also wanted to go pick up the potions from Rose Meadows.
Yeah.
Now, remind me, when you went to Rose Meadows, you bought regular healing potions and the greater healing potion, if I remember?
I think we all just went regular. Because how much did it cost?
I can't remember. It depends on you guys. I forgot to mark off what you...
How much is a greater?
Greater is 200.
No, we didn't.
No way.
So you just bought the regulars?
Regulars.
Okay. So I think you bought her out of regular potions. I remember you bought her out of regulars.
Okay.
Okay. So when you go to pick up Rosemeadow's ointments, Rosemeadow's potions, she's there. Her hut, her shop has been mostly repaired now. And when you enter, the little jingle of the bell... and you see her great white horse body and her long pink and blonde hair. Oh my goodness, it's my favorite customers. Hello.
Word bird boy.
Hello, Rosemeadow.
Sweet bird.
I believe you had an order for some
Yes,
potions.
Malika, beautiful Malika came by and she ordered a bunch of things for you. Would you like them now?
Oh, please.
Okay. She trots, clip clop out into the back.
Uh-huh.
Clip clop comes back. She brings that little wicker basket with a pink bow.
That's very
and
nice.
And it's stuffed with flowers, and then inside it there are three potion bottles.
That's beautiful.
She's like, okay, let me just describe each one. So this is, and she holds up a glass bottle with white lacing and a small blue corn flower rose attached to it. It's like, this is a potion of greater healing.
That's
that
wow.
one. And then this. Now, your friend told me that you needed potions to ward against flames,
mm-hmm.
but also maybe you needed something to be a bit sneaky. So.
That's a thing?
Well, sort of. So this one, and she holds it up, and it's a very small bottle, almost like a little tiny miniature bottle,
mm-hmm.
with only a few drops of liquid in it.
Feeds
clear,
fine.
Clear, clear. honey-coloured kind of liquid, and attached to it is a little bee charm. This is called a potion of diminution. It will make you quite small.
I don't know how to say it.
How small are we talking?
Pretty small. It makes you, like, smaller than a child. But it will include your gear. It will include your clothes, so you won't be naked.
How long for?
That's lasts a very about an important hour. Fact to know.
Yeah. An hour.
Mm-hmm. So but it helps you, like, you know, it makes you quicker. It makes you easier to hide and stuff like that.
Can
and
you then the still, last, do you still...
Makes you a little weaker.
That's what I was wondering.
Makes you a little weaker.
Okay.
But then the other one, and then the last one, and this one is bright orange, kind of mixtures of colors of flames on the inside, and a kind of shaped heart-like bottle. And attached to it is a red, like poppy-flowered cluster. And this is a potion of fire resistance.
Ah, perfect. Hmm.
350.
Brilliant.
So, off the
top. Who wants what? Do we have any more healing potions in our arsenal?
I have one.
You bought out all of my last ones. Well, your friends did. The bird and the nice blue lady and Mr. Fancy Elf.
What about your healing salves?
Well, I still have the healing salves. But your friend, they wanted these ones specifically. But you can buy the other ones if you like.
I got nothing, so.
I have 4 silver.
How much?
Total?
I mean, I got nothing in terms of potions. And how do you have so little money?
I don't know.
Did you buy shampoo and stuff?
That's what he's got left now. I refuse to help Kristrott anymore.
There's no way you've only got 4 silver.
I'm pretty sure Mark told you that you had some money back.
That is what he has now.
I think I gave it up.
I think he gave
the,
you like 100 gold.
I paid for my spell clash thing.
You did.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, but Arvel gave you
doesn't
the
matter.
Money back.
It doesn't matter.
No, he
gave it to group fund.
Okay.
How much have we got in the group fund?
I'm pretty sure I've heard Mark say you've got 100 gold at least 3 times
now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it was 100.
That's what Lucius has. That's what Lucius has. Rosemary says, well, the healing Slav is...
Slav.
There it is.
It's 140 gold per dose. Now, I can do up to 4 doses. But it's quite difficult to make.
It might be worth.
How healy is it, 1 dose?
Oh, I can't remember. It's a magic item. It's called Kegorn's Ointment.
They also take an action to...
Yeah.
So it takes an action instead of a...
Yeah, if you search up Kegorn's Ointment, but. It's called.
So, we make 1 person really flame resistant, small, and invisible.
Not all 3. We don't need to all 3.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think...
The flame resistance lasts for an hour as well.
I found a gunpowder keg.
It's spelled Keogthoms. It's a magic item.
Slav.
It's called Kegorm's Ointment.
Keogtom's Ointment.
Yeah, Keogtom's.
Keogtom. 2d8 plus 2.
But it's an action to apply, and it's 4 doses. Okay.
4 doses with that 1 salve.
So you have to pay her 140 gold per dose. So it's like per potion.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
But it's 1 item. So 1 person holds it and then you can use it up to 4 times. But it's an action to apply it to yourself or another creature. It's not like a potion, which is like
you've
blood,
got
blood,
a potion.
No.
You've got a potion. You've got a potion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get 2, 3. No, we've got 1 greater.
So you can use the 1 4 times. Wait, no.
Like 1 potion that you can use up to 4 times if you buy 4 doses, or however many doses you buy.
Okay.
So if you buy 2 doses, you can use it
twice. So it's 1 item, so it will be for 1 person to hold.
Yes. Yes. That's
the Sentry, but Sentry has Lay on Hands.
Yeah, so I can heal people.
It's 560.
We don't have to, but just bear in mind
I've got healing.
No, I know you do.
Do you?
Do you though?
But
it's also garbage. It's not Lay on Hands. Lay on Hands is incredible.
Yeah, I know. But you go down a lot more
it's
often.
Good.
It's pretty good.
You know what I mean?
10.
Can
in
I
terms
have
of
fire
like,
resistance?
That's a 10.
Wait,
fire resistance.
I'm
please.
Just saying that if I go down, one of you needs to do something unless you give me something.
2 doses is 2.
Well, keep in mind that if you have the ointment, you can't apply it to yourself if you're down.
But someone can move over and.
Yeah, true.
steal your stuff.
It's fine, as long as we don't have to get it.
I'm saying we should get it. I'm just saying
what I would say is taking the ointment off of Ayla's body would probably be an action as well, and then it'd be another action to apply it.
Yeah.
Unlike a potion, which I imagine you guys have like little bandoliers and stuff where you're like, oh, Ayla's pull it out and then pour it in her mouth. Like, that's an action, or like it for yourself. Whereas the Slav, it's like, right, dig it out of her bag.
It's just if we
open
all
up the kit.
But we don't have to.
Jeez, I said Kia, Tom, that's not very efficient.
I think
I'm not saying that to her.
Yeah.
2 doses, I think.
Okay.
2 doses.
Yeah.
So but 140 goes to 280.
Currently, I can't help anybody if anyone's down.
So 280 if you want 2 doses.
Sure.
I can. Okay. I have like 50 gold.
Okay.
Group fund.
Yeah. Let's focus on that later because I just want to wrap up with some other stuff.
So we've got 2 healing slabs.
Anything immediate you need to do because I want to try and, if possible, I want to do the Night Frost thing before you go.
Can we get Rosemeadow, like write a letter for Arvel and Valor and get Rosemeadow to send it, either send it or deliver it
yes,
to them?
Yes, she will do that.
Yeah, and basically just updating them on what we're doing.
She's kind, she'll do that.
Yeah, saying that we're being followed by people so we're trying to stay away from them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she'll
and
do that.
And also we should tell her that we're being followed and
to watch out for...
She's like, oh, I'm very careful now in the city.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard for her. She can't sneak around, so she has to kind of look after herself.
Yes.
Sad. Oh.
Big centaur lady. Okay.
We saved her.
So that night, so you guys go back to the Richer Tavern in North Street? The one that you stayed at last time?
That you didn't give a name?
Yeah, I haven't come up with a name for it yet.
Is that the one? That's the one, though, that Arvel and Valor... No,
they're at the Barrel and Over, which is in South Street.
So, yeah.
We'll just call it North Street Tavern for now. And then you send Nightfrost off.
You've got this...
Very well, Master Lucius. You wish for me to find this Rest Keeper and
Starmore.
I do not know them, but I will look for people being kept prisoner.
Yes, people that look like they're in a jail of some kind or held captive, or look really unhappy.
Very well. It may take me some time. I may not return until morning.
Can we describe them and also, or maybe like, do we know what kind of robes that they're...
Yeah, you can describe the symbols of their face.
Like symbols of their face.
Yeah, so you can absolutely describe that.
Look for that.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, Nightfrost knows the symbols of their gods anyway, because he was around when the war was on, so he knows what those look like.
I think just specify to him what,
Yeah, so the night passes. You take a long rest because this happens overnight.
Oh.
Because he can speak to you over distances, but you can also get the impression that he's concentrating sometimes. And he gives you a run by a port. Nightfrost makes his way on the cover of night. He sneaks over the walls, down into the abbey.
I found several buildings. It appears that some people are being kept prisoner inside. Others are guarding them, but they appear to be worshippers of Palador. I'm now moving on to the next building. There seems to be a training hall here with a forge. He's making weapons and armor, lots of them. There is a warrior here. He practices with magic and steel. They do not appear to be here. I will move on to the main abbey.
He reports as he makes his way through the rooms, he begins describing that there are patrolling Paladors, faithful, armored, wielding weapons. They don't appear to be in a state of mourning. They appear to be in a state of preparation. They patrol around.
I see the statue in the cloister. There is definitely magic of it, Master Lucius.
Makes his way into the church.
I see her, the woman that spoke to you before, this abbotess. She is delivering a sermon. She speaks of a great purge. It will be happening very soon. She says that they are nearing the final stages. Something is strange. I will follow her.
Be very careful.
Very well. I have not found the ones you described. They do not appear to be in the upper grounds. They must be somewhere below.
Right. Good job so far.
There is a secret door, a latch, built just behind the altar. There is a trap door. She is descending now. There are old tunnels here, Master Lucius. They wind. These are old. Far older than the abbey. There are rooms here. They look like they were once guard posts, but they have been turned. I see. Yes, I find the ones that you are looking for. They look to be imprisoned.
They are being fed, but they are definitely not here by their own will. There is something else. I sense an incredible power. The abbotess is making her way towards it. It is deeper below the abbey, beyond where these two are being kept prisoner. Do you wish for me to continue?
Absolutely not.
Very well.
He begins making his way.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm going to make perception checks, but he's very hard to see. If he's careful, which he's being.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also mega dark.
It's mega dark, and he's made of shadow. He can literally blend in. Yeah, he makes his way back. In the morning, however, as the sun begins to rise, as dawn arrives, it's a strange dark clouds just begin to pool. Like, they begin drifting in, almost like a storm is coming, but there isn't the other weather. You know that there's no storm coming, but there are dark clouds. You hear horses nearby begin to neigh and buck and panic. Dogs begin barking. Birds that were in the trees around the gardens of the mausoleum just burst and fly away in a terror. And that's where we're in today.
Okay, cool. Jeez. Oh, boy.
Something Crikey. Is afoot.
Something wicked this way comes.
Yeah.
Something the frying is pan.
Something's just afoot.
Oh, crap, this is just afoot.
You didn't want old Night Frost just
no,
to go
absolutely
that little
not.
Bit further?
No.
Not at all.
No.
We'll find out what happens next week. What will the party do?
Bad stuff.
Are they going to try and bust in? Are there terrible things about to happen?
We're going
to
screw up.
Find out next time.
And what are you going to do? You're going to check out Display in D&D Beyond. Thanks.
Display!
Display!
Beyond.
Display!
Display! Right, that's it. The episode's
Display.
Over.
Display!
We're done.
Go
see
right.
ya. Bye.
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 Bye now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out both D&D Beyond and Displate with the links in the episode description. And we'll see you on Monday for a brand new episode when the party attempt to infiltrate Palador's temple. We'll see you then.